This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A World Health Organization senior advisor said Friday wealthy countries need to give more COVID-19 vaccines and follow the United States in making doses available immediately to cover a 200 million dose gap caused by Indian supply disruptions and manufacturing delays. The WHO is urging wealthy countries to donate their surplus doses to poorer countries instead of giving them to less vulnerable groups such as children, and they have so far donated 150 million doses via the COVAX sharing program. But the official said Friday only a small portion of those doses will actually be available in the short term in June, July, and August, when they can make a difference in slowing the pace of infections in the global pandemic. He praised a U.S. plan announced on Thursday to quickly share 25 million doses and encouraged other wealthy countries to follow suit. Britain's medicines regulator said Friday the Pfizer vaccine is safe for adolescents aged 12 to 15 after a rigorous review following similar assessments in the European Union and United States. The Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency approved the two-shot jab following clinical trials among younger age groups, saying the vaccine had met the expected standards of safety, quality, and effectiveness. A government committee on vaccination will now decide if and when to begin administering doses to the age group. The British regulator's approval follows that of European Medicines Agency and U.S. Food and Drug Administration last month for the younger group to receive the jab. The United States has started administering the vaccine to adolescents, while EU members are set to do so this month. This is VOA News.